and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And today the news comes from China, where Quality Meat Scotland have had a delegation. It's been led by the EU Commissioner for Agriculture, and part of the delegation was Quality Meat Scotland's Head of Marketing, Lauren Vernet. They were there to promote European agricultural products, which carry Protected Geographical Indications, or PGIs. And amongst those PGIs from Scotland were Scotch beef and lamb and Scottish farm salmon. The whole week is to be rounded off with 8 top restaurants in Shanghai serving special menus from Europe. China is seen as a big growth market for European produce, and there'll be many more trips there to promote European and Scottish products, said one of the delegation. Also in the news is a call today, Budget Day, by the Road Haulage Association and NFU Scotland for the Chancellor, George Osborne, to address fuel costs and the proposed increases in fuel duty. A fuel duty stabiliser is what is needed, they both say, and by the end of the day we'll know what the outcome of that request has been. Now, we're going back to the subject of local food, and I've been speaking to one of our local vegetable growers, Jock Scott, from Nairn, about the processes that vegetables go through to get to the supermarket shelf.
If we were supplying the supermarket, we'd have to put that through a pack house where it would be washed and it would be bagged, and if you were buying that parsnip from the supermarket in Inverness, for instance, if I had grown it for the supermarket, well, first of all, it would go into a pack house and been washed and bagged, and then it would go down to the south of Scotland to a distribution centre, and then it would come back up. So, you know, it's a few days old and it's lying about for a while, whereas we just pulled that, these parsnips yesterday.
The whole process you were just talking about of picking them, packing them, getting them transported down south, washed, put into plastic bags, the carbon footprint there must be enormous.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. We cut down the packaging as much as we can. Some things like lettuce there has to be put in a bag, and the purple sprouting broccoli, that's our own purple sprouting cooked yesterday. It's just starting to come. You know, it's got to be kept in a bag just to keep it from drying out.
And that's local vegetable grower Jock Scott at a busy farmer's market the other day. And here's a wee reminder. If you want to listen to any of our programmes again, you can just go to the website mfr.co.uk/farming. And there you'll find our brand new Listen Again feature. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.